everyone. This is Justin Watts coming to you live from a little place called Silicon Valley. For my tens of followers on the interwebs, that's at Paladin Machina, and you're listening to the AV Power Up.
Hello, everyone. This is Victoria Barella, and you're listening to AV Power Up.
Hi, this is Krista Bender, and you are listening to AV Power Up.
I remember Krista Bender. Wait, she's on this show now? Oh, I can't wait. And I'm Corey Moss at CB Moss, and you are listening to AV Power Up here on Rave Pubs Radio. I am your host. We have a great show today. And we're talking about this thing that's going on in, less than 2 weeks. It's happening in Las Vegas. It's shutting down the whole industry at this point. So this is what we're talking about. Infocom 2016. I think we all agreed before we started doing the show, there's absolutely nothing else to talk about. So everybody shut it down. It's Infocom time. Okay, that's it. Here we go. First, to introduce our guests, we have with us Jason McGraw, Senior Vice President of Expositions Infocom International. Jason's been doing this for 23 years for Infocom. Wow. That is something, you know, I must say. Thank you for joining us, Jason.
My pleasure.
Okay. Brad Grimes, Director of Communications for Infocom International. How are you, Brad?
I'm good, and I have not quite been doing this for 23 years.
Well, at least not the Director of Communications part, right?
That's definitely true.
Yeah. That's been about a year, a little more, but glad to have you on, Brad. Brad's been on before, so again, thanks for being here, Brad. And finally, you know her on Twitter as at Draper Inc., but we, as hashtag AV Tweets, know her as the wonderful Penny Sittler, Marketing Manager, Draper Inc. And that's been a little less than a year, right, Penny?
That title's been less than a year, yeah.
Yeah, but you've been hanging around
at Draper for almost 35 years.
That's right. So Penny's been with us in the industry for quite some time, but what's even bigger than that is Penny is the chair of the Women of Infocom Network Council. And that's been January of this year, Penny, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, you know, really, really big stuff there. Again, I got to tell you, we got a lot to talk about today. First, our sponsor, Ingram Micro, helps businesses fully realize the promise of technology, helping them maximize the value of the technology that they make, sell, or use. With its vast global infrastructure and focus on cloud mobility, supply chain, and technology solutions, Ingram Micro enables business partners to operate more efficiently and successfully in the markets they serve. For your AV and IT needs, go to www.ingrammicro.com. So before we get to the discussion on the greatest show on earth, we have a few announcements. First, our Victoria Barella received a very nice write-up from Infocom in an article titled Networking in AV, Learning the Ropes, where it talks about CTS and how she earned hers just 2 months after graduating from Columbia College in Chicago. Her quest to learn more about the industry since attending Infocom 2015, as well as her being mentored by industry program and AVP former crew member, who even has her own show on Rave Radio, The Floating Point, Hope Roth. It's a must read, especially for anyone that knows college or even high school age students who want to work in the technology field. Victoria, that's a great article that was written about you. How did it feel?
Oh, great. Everyone should read it. I mean, Infocom did a really nice job writing that up and asking me about the younger generations and how I was interested in the CTS. It's a very great article. I really enjoyed the interview as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. And Victoria, you really officially just graduated college, right?
Yep. That was last week. I'm forgetting my days now. It's been 2 months. It was not 2 months ago.
It was kind of recently, I must say, but yeah. Very inspirational. Please do read it if you get a chance, everybody. Next thing, education is a massive part of the Infocom show. Good friends of ours, Chuck Espinoza, Bill Mattress, Jeremy Caldera, many others are teaching there, along with our own Justin Watts. Justin, give a little idea what you're doing there.
This year I'm teaching Essentials to AV. So it's probably, my personal opinion, one of the more fun classes because I get a lot of folks that maybe have no AV background, maybe have a little bit of an AV background, and I just get to share the depth and breadth that is the awesomeness of the AV world.
Mm-hmm. Awesomeness it is. I think other our guests agree, right? Awesomeness it is. They're shaking their heads.
Always awesome.
There you go. Lastly, we will be doing those two shows at Infocom Wednesday, Friends of AVP from 4 to 5:30. You know, I got to tell you, if Johnny was on today, I would have said that you get the bigger podcast boat for it. Johnny's not here, so we only hope he did. We've got a full boat. As a matter of fact, everybody, Krista's going to be on the show. And, well, a little surprise that I've already kind of given out there already. She'll be standing in for somebody at the show, won't you, Krista?
Yes, I just cannot remember who. I just know that I have to show up and talk.
It's on the tip of your tongue, you know. But, well, Jane's going to get you there, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Anything Jane wants me to do, I'm doing.
That's kind of how it goes now, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. When she says jump, I do it.
All right. Well, you both will jump to the booth, you know, at a specific time that day. Victoria is fully producing this show, meaning we all basically answer to her. So everybody on this show right now, Victoria, she runs the show on Wednesday afternoon. How about that?
Oh, it'll be great. It'll be great. Yeah. I mean, we have a whole guest lineup, and I hope everyone makes six. It'll be a blast on Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
She's our producer and chief cat herder for the show. So that should be a real fun time. Thursday is the exhibitor executive show where we have execs from major companies in the industry. Some of them AVISPL, Polycom is going to be there. Crestron's going to be there. There are going to be others. That should be a really good one for sure. So we're looking forward to a lot of good fun there, at least on the AV power up end. And, and Penny's going to be with us too, right, Penny? You'll be on AV power up too, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the acknowledgement.
I had to hunt for the mute button.
Oh, okay. That's the only tough part of this. Anyway, here we go. On to our guests. Again, Jason McGraw, Brad Grimes with Infocom. Gentlemen, let's get right to it. Let's start talking about the big show. You know what, Jason? I watched your webinar the other day. All right. It is new, fun, and free. All right. And I got to tell you, there's a whole heck of a lot going on at this Infocom 2016, as maybe that you hadn't seen in the past. So why don't we start with that? Tell us about some of the things, and I say THE in capitals, will be experienced at Infocom that will be real attractive to the attendees this year.
Well, you know, we always lead with our exhibits because that's the number one reason most of our attendees come to the show. Yes, we have a large percentage of attendees that also take education sessions and attend networking events and other programs and do CTS testing at the show, CTS prep and testing. But we have over 1,000 exhibitors this year. It's our largest show floor that we've ever had. It's a record number. We've never had over 1,000 exhibitors before. We have over 200 new companies exhibiting with us this year. So that, you know, first and foremost, I think is the big news of the show. And it, you know, just gets more exciting every year with new technologies coming on board. You know, we've got new feature areas that we've added, and we'll go in a little more depth on that in a little bit. But so there's that. We've also really focused this year on what we're calling enhancements. So you know, trying to add a lot of the creature comforts. You know, people go to trade shows and they're like, man, the food stinks, the lines are long, it's, you know, it's hot, you know, my feet are killing me, you know, that type of thing. And so we've tried to address a lot of that this year with, you know, extra furniture in the lobby areas, more lounge spaces on the show floor to take a break, more food service areas. We're adding a food truck and beer garden area that's air conditioned right outside the convention center with great entertainment each afternoon. That's sponsored by Peerless. We have four different food trucks there with different food. So that's a new add-on. Back in the audio pavilion in Central Hall 5, we have this launch test kitchen, which is a new concept with Aramark, the caterer there at the building, where you kind of order your food from a kiosk and then they actually make it for you and you sit down and, you know, real kind of furniture, you know, not on the floor, not at a picnic bench. So that's a little bit different there. We've beefed up our opening reception this year on Tuesday night with a cool DJ, Pedro LaBasse, from Vegas, that's going to be performing there, and some cool furnishings and lighting and that type of thing. We've stepped up with our keynoter, Stephen Dubner, co-author of Freakonomics, which is immediately following our Infocom awards ceremony. So we decided not to do an awards dinner this year, but we're doing the awards ceremony with the big group and then having the keynote and then right into our opening reception on Tuesday night. We've added a ton of new receptions this year for a lot of different vertical groups meeting at the show, from volunteers, young professionals, live events, that's over at the Cosmo, Chandelier Bar. There's tech managers reception. We've got a host of receptions that we're doing besides the big one Tuesday night. We've added some new special events on the show floor, content creation and streaming pavilion. We've beefed up our live event experience to make it more hands-on. We have an Internet of Things presentation stage with a lot of subject matter experts. We have our drone pavilion coming back with even more companies participating this year, partnering with Stampede. The list goes on. We've added shuttle bus service, so there's more frequency of the shuttle buses to the hotels. Those also start on Tuesday. We've added ambassadors, so if you step off the bus or the taxi, hey, where do I go? We've even added a Uber pickup area in the parking lot. So, you know, if you're taking Uber and you want to be dropped off or picked up at the convention center, it'll be right there, and it's going to be manned, and they'll show you which one is your car and that type of thing. So just a whole host of things that we've added this year. I mean, some of it, you know, we're hoping just, you know, makes it a more pleasurable experience for everybody at the show. But beyond that, it's really overall talking about exceptional experience. We're trying to put that into practice, obviously in the industry, but reflect that at the show.
Jason, I have a question as you're talking about all of that, since I'm going to be one of the people there before the show doing some of the 3-day classes and whatnot. Is there any kind of shuttle service on those days, or am I in charge of getting myself to and from my classes?
Yes, you'll be personally in charge of yourself to, to go. Sorry. On the pre-show. No, the shuttle buses between our non-walking hotels and our block begin on Tuesday. So over the weekend, the 600 folks that we have taking the 3-day courses, you'll either have to take a cab or the monorail. Also, the Las Vegas monorail runs and drops off right in front of the convention center. That serves a number of the properties along the strip and many that are in our block. So that's also another consideration for you to look at.
Chris, I'll get there early. I'll rent a car, give you a ride around, okay?
Ooh.
Don't
can
worry
I call you Jeeves?
Don't you already? I don't know. When you were the host, I pretty much was Jeeves. So, you know, that's it. Jason, that is already a lot. Katie's our note taker, by the way. I was going to say, anybody taking notes? But she's not here today. So that is a ton of stuff, I must say. And it really sounds like, you know, Tuesday, everything, the award ceremony. And, of course, we have an award winner here on this show, and that's Krista. And as she considers her sister, Hope Roth, the two of them have shared that award win for a volunteer award. So, you know, it's all great stuff. You know, good friends of ours winning those awards. The keynote's going to be terrific. Yeah, you sound like you have some really cool stuff going with the DJ and everything. So, I got to tell you, there's a whole lot just right now to look forward to going on at Infocom at this point.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just some of the stuff that we're doing. I mean, think about the tons of exhibitor events that are going on. I mean, we've got a great manufacturer training track going on at the show. A lot of the manufacturers hold their sales meetings and hospitality events during the week. there's just so much to do. So it's really important. You know, one of the things we like to emphasize is download the mobile app now and start looking at the show website and the mobile app and plan out your week. You know, figure out what booths you want to go to, what sessions you're going to go to. We added a seminar and workshop package this year for Infocom University. So one price gets you 100 sessions Wednesday through Friday at the show. We've never done this before. We've had fantastic pickup on that this year. Krista's flashing the mobile app on the video here that we're looking at each other.
There you go.
So get the mobile app, Google and Apple stores, download that. It's Infocom Show. So do a search Infocom Show. And you should be able to see the exhibitors, the floor plan, the schedule. If you've registered for any sessions, those sessions actually will show up in your mobile app if you log in that you've already registered for. And you can also get your handouts for those sessions through the mobile app and through the portal on the website with registration. So those are some extra tips, you know, just thinking ahead. I mean, here, you know, we're getting really close to the show. You know, people come out of the woodwork. Hey, can you have a meeting? Can we meet up? Mm-hmm. The Infocom booth and the member lounge is right in the center of the main lobby of the convention center, right between the north and central halls at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And that's a great meetup spot. You know, if you're trying to meet up with somebody in the show floor, hey, meet me by the Infocom booth. You can't miss it. It's right there. So we're doing a bunch of different things in the booth this year. We have some meetups on different topics with subject matter experts. We have some fireside chats in there. There's a little presentation stage, but the member lounge is huge. It's like 4,000 square feet. So it's a big space, a lot of comfy furniture, get some coffee, refreshment. It's right by Lucky's, the big food court. So it's really centrally located and easy to find and meet up with people right there.
You know, Jason, listening to your webinar the other day, I found another great place to network, and that's that beer garden, I got to tell you. In fact, yeah. I called it the networking beer garden. Now, you can do networking, you know, your IT networking and everything else, but, man, I can't think of anything else better than networking in a beer garden.
Yeah, we've got, I mean, this is a new concept for us. As I pointed out, I mean, it's going to be slightly warm in Las Vegas, so we decided to air condition that tent outside. And unfortunately, it's not free beer, but you can grab a beer there. And we have some great entertainment. His name is Shane Hines. He's from Nashville, a great singer-songwriter, and he's going to be performing each afternoon for about 2 to 5 each day. So make sure you check out Shane and grab a cold one out there to take a little break or have a great meeting. You know, there's seating for 200 plus people, I think, in the tent. So it's a great additional space right outside the convention center. It's directly across from where the shuttle buses drop off.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds like some real, real, real good stuff going on this year, Jace. We'll get back to you. Brad, let's get you involved here. Talk about some of the stuff you're handling at the show and, you know, expand on that a little.
Well, one of the things that Jason brought up was the workshop and seminar package. And there, like you said, this is an all-you-can-eat buffet type of education sessions from Wednesday to Friday. And it's been very popular. And so the one piece of advice I would give to people is that since it is an all-you-can-eat thing and you can go from one to the other, if you sit down in one, you don't like it, you can go across the hallway to a different one. Or this means, you know, a lot of these are going to be first come, first serve. You need to, if there's something that you really, really want to go to, I would recommend you get there early so that you can get a seat. There will be fire marshal rules in effect in some of these session rooms, and we just can't have everybody who shows up for some of these sessions in the room. So with this model, and like Jason said, it's been very popular. What I would recommend in those Wednesday to the Friday slots, if you see something you absolutely want to be in, and you think everybody else wants to be in it too, get there a little bit early so that you are assured a seat, because we will have to turn some folks away at certain sessions. So that's important to know. And he mentioned the booth, the Infocom booth, which is just this, you know, lots of things in one place this year. He mentioned these chats we're having. So I'll be sitting down with a bunch of folks who are, you know, in the industry. Dave Lubuskis will join me on Friday, but David Danto from Dimension Data is going to join me. We're going to have Gary Hall from Cisco. And these are going to be short, you know, conversations. You know, seriously, if there were a fire, it would be called, it would even be more of a fireside chat, but there'll be informal discussions so people can get a perspective from some industry leaders on any topic from Internet of Things to network security and AV security to a bunch of other things. And these folks who are also deeply involved in the industry and Infocom will explain a little bit about why they get involved. And, you know, since we'll be at the Infocom booth, you can then pivot to our membership folks there if you're not already a member and figure out how you can get involved. And I mean, there's just, like Jason was saying, there's a lot that goes on there. I mean, our councils, the Women of Infocom Network Council that Penny heads up, lots of councils meet at the Infocom show because it's a lot of folks in one place. And if you're not familiar, the councils are where people with shared interests, whether they're women in the industry or technology managers or young AV professionals, come together and they talk about issues that are important to them. There are going to be a couple of new councils at the show this year meeting, a new integrators council, a new young AV professionals council, which has, you know, been inundated with people requesting to join that, which is great because this is these are the folks that are going to carry our water for the next 20 years. They're going to keep this industry vibrant and alive. They're all meeting at the show, and councils are for members. So if anyone's interested, infocom.org/councils is where you can find all sorts of information, figure out which council is for you. Hey, you might be a young live events professional and join two councils. And these are really good opportunities to you know, see what people are doing.
You know, I got to say, Brad, I think if anybody shows up to Infocom and says, at any moment says, I don't know what to do right now, they're not doing it right. There's so much going on.
There's so much. Incredible. I mean, it's, as we hear every year, it's such a big show, and it only gets bigger. There's more stuff to do. Jason and his team do a great job of introducing things based on prior year attendee feedback and trends in the industry. That's how you get a drone pavilion in the first place. That's how you get an IoT program in the first place. So there's always something. But, you know, look for folks in red shirts. Talk to your peers. But he's right. Figure out, get a game plan going now. Don't show up the first day in Las Vegas and figure you're going to make the most out of your experience. Start planning on now. Go to infocomshow.org and read about all the things you can do, because you're absolutely right. I mean, what you see is the tip of the iceberg when you get there, and really explore what's possible, and you'll get the most out of the show.
Mm-hmm. Download that app too. I mean, the app experience, Krista, what do we got with that app experience? Good app there?
You know, it gets better and better every year.
There you go.
I really enjoy it. Like, I love it. I can pull up my schedule now and it tells me where to go. And, you know, I'm sure I'm going to be using it a lot while I'm on the show floor, especially trying to figure out where I need to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, me too. You know, doing media and everything else, I'm going to have to rely on that. So it's going to be big. And Victoria is going to be out there too. So, you know, a lot of big stuff going on. So the third person we have here in the room, Penny Sittler, we've already talked about Wynn. I got to tell you, when Wynn started, I mean, how incredible an organization, I must say, for the women of the industry. Krista is a part of it. Hope Roth, the many, many people out there, many women and men who are a part of the Women of Infocom Network who are supporting it. Penny took over in January from Aaron Bolton, who did a wonderful, wonderful job chairing Wynn. And now it's Penny's. And I got to tell you, Penny, so many people in this industry are just smiling from ear to ear that you are chairing the Wynn effort. So talk about that a little, Penny. Talk about what's going on with Wynn at the show.
I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to chair this council, but the council wouldn't happen without the staff people that work with us too. So I got to give a lot of credit to Betsy Jaffe and Amanda Eberle. So they're great. And also, I try to connect with some people to help with the organizing and planning. And we've already mentioned a couple of the people that are in that process. So Krista's one, and Hope's another. And it just takes a lot to get it all done. But it is such an exciting opportunity that Infocom has kind of facilitates this process to help women advance in the industry. So important, the diversity of this industry, to have that broad base for all the opportunities out there. We have so many positions that we hear about, ooh, this is hard to fill. And there are more people that are interested. So we're looking for ways to help network, mentor, and just help people move forward. So on Thursday morning, we have breakfast. We have to get up bright and early. Starts at 7:30. You register for it in the Infocom app or on the website. And we're going to have a great speaker. We are going to introduce a new program specifically for women in the industry to participate in. We'll have a great opportunity for some new connections. And I'm really excited about participating in this. We are still working with people on CTS training opportunities, networking on that. So when is the place to be? I hear it's the largest council in Infocom, but maybe I better say that quickly before Young AV Professionals passes us with all I've heard about the interest around that topic.
I don't know. There's one of them on this show right now, I've got to tell you. And you know, when you talk about women in the industry too, you've got yourself, you've got Krista, you've got Victoria, and you talk about the future of the industry, and we are so happy to have her on the show, I must say, with her young perspective and, you know, coming out of college and all. And you really it runs the gamut, you know, from the experience and everything else with women in the industry. And it's so well represented, not just here, but all over the place. And I got to tell you, I mean, you know, I'll be at the breakfast, and yes, it's 7:30. And yes, I did wake up and get there on time last year. And what time do you suggest people wake up to get there in time, Penny?
7:15. Just roll out of bed and go.
Or just stay awake because you've been out all night. It.
Yeah.
See, Jason, I was thinking that too.
You're assuming.
Well, you don't have to have breakfast before you come. We'll feed you.
Oh, see that? You see, that's the catch.
Dress yourself before you go to sleep. Go to sleep and then just get up again.
Just roll in.
You're on it.
Have breakfast and have a good time. But no, last year's breakfast was incredible. There was a great speaker. Sam Horn was at the breakfast last year. She's incredible. An incredible time. I'm looking for another incredible time there. The council meeting is afterwards, Penny. Anything to tell about the council meeting, who's speaking, and anything else there?
We're still working out the details of the agenda.
Okay.
I know that I'll be talking about what we've done over the last year. Mm-hmm. And like I say, we'll have a new program to talk about. And we'll probably have an update on the mentor, the CTS training opportunities.
Ah. Good. Well, Krista knows all about that, too.
She does.
She's right on board with that, right?
I am all over that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No question about it. So that's all good stuff. So I tell you what, we're going to get on to the next segment of this conversation. But before we do, Justin, are you prepared to slay it this time?
I'm always prepared, sir.
All right. So before we get to our next segment, here he is, the Googler himself, the man who delivers the power-up. Do it, Justin.
So for today's power-up, we're going to talk about communication. Communication is one of those things that I think in our industry that we do well as a practice, as a dictum, if you will, but we definitely don't do it well amongst ourselves. I was perusing through my LinkedIn feed, and I noticed one of my peers had mentioned that their thoughts around the cornerstone of a perfect project was one where you don't hear from the customer. And I really don't think that we as an industry can have that as one of the cornerstones of a good project. I would posit that a good project, if you're talking, if you have a client and you're working with a client, if you're not hearing from the client, you're not listening. Because in the ever-growing and evolving scope of what we do, if they're not giving you feedback the entire time and they're not reaching out to you to make the process better, then you're failing. Then we're failing as an industry. So communication is key. Communication is one of those things that without it, we do not have the proverbial leg to stand on. So reach out to your clients. Ignore the almighty spiff and listen to your customers. And above all, listen to your peers. Because amongst everyone here, we have a lot in this call right now, we have a multitude of people who have more experience than I would ever imagine, even Victoria. And out of all those people, I will listen to every single one of them because I know enough to know that I will never know everything. So if you do nothing at Infocom 2016, communicate. Listen to your peers. Listen to your customers. And above all, listen to everything that Infocom has put forward for you to better yourself and better your industry. And that is the AB Power Up.
Does anybody know any baseball players hit 4 home runs in his first 4 at-bats? I'm not aware of it. So Justin Watts has now done his 4th Power Up. And I got to tell you, we got to make this park bigger at this point, Justin, because you're making the fences too easy. So great stuff, I must say. Any feedback or should we move on?
Love it.
Amen.
All right. Amen. There we go. All right. We're going to call you the preacher now.
That is what Infocom and lots of the finest in the industry preach. If you're not talking to your customers, you're not getting the solution right.
That's right. That's right. So good one, Justin. Really good stuff. Let's move on. Jason, back to you now. We talk about the pavilions, and we have our standard. You know, we have the audio. We have UCC. We have those things that have been going on for a while. Mm-hmm. There's new stuff, too, out there at this point. And, you know, drones came for the first time last year. Yep. And, you know, it's interesting. We just did a podcast, Justin, myself, and two others, including Bill Natras and Christina Eng, who works with Stampede. It went live today. Christina really brings the perspective from the drone side in terms of commercial AV. All right, and I said, you know, you go to CES, you see drones, and it's all cool and everything, cool technology, but you have to kind of leave that perspective at the door when you come into that pavilion at Infocom and think more with a commercial mindset. So starting with the drones pavilion, and then we'll move on to other pavilions that are really newer at this point. Start there.
Well, you know, we were approached by Kevin Kelly at Stampede over a year ago, year and a half ago. We'd kind of observed, you know, the consumer side of drones, but, really said, hey, there's a huge business case here. We're the right industry to take this on and bring, you know, drone technology in as an extension of the services that we provide to our customers. If you're a system integrator and you're already doing, you know, control rooms for, you know, corporations or government agencies and so forth, you know, drone is just another, you know, video transmission platform, you know, and can be used in so many different ways. So, you know, why wouldn't you sell it to a university? Why wouldn't you add it on? And back to what Justin was saying, if you're communicating with your customer, bing, new opportunity, Mr. Customer, I can help you enhance your business, provide better services, get more intel. So drones are exciting, and we're in an exciting juncture in technology and in time and place where there's 300 plus companies making drones and probably more every day of various sizes, different capabilities, video transmission, wireless transmission, compression technologies improving. So, I mean, yeah, they still have to figure out the regulatory side and, you know, jurisdictional issues and so forth with drones. But if you just open your mind and think about all the new and unique ways and applications you can use drones, we're like, wow, we cover all those vertical markets in the commercial side at Infocom. This makes a heck of a lot of sense. So, you know, having that pavilion at the show, it's really a learning opportunity. So we have the demo cage in there, the sessions that go on through each day of the show. there's key exhibitor manufacturers within that pavilion that Stampede's put together. So you can basically walk through almost like stations and learn what the opportunity is about. Even if you don't know anything about drones, you can talk to some of the drone manufacturers, you can talk to the service providers, you can talk to legal help, you can talk to people that do video transmission, you know, and really you can learn a heck of a lot about it. So it's really kind of a turnkey opportunity to discover the drone opportunity for our commercial space at the show.
Yeah. And, you know, in terms of manufacturers, DJI, Unique, two of the big ones out there, there are definitely many others. Kevin and I know each other very well. We've talked about it. Christina and I have known each other for quite some time now. You know, we're very close. We do podcasts together. We actually have done a drone podcast together, a few of those. So, you know, it is very big. Hey, Victoria, I'd like to hear what you have to say about drones. What do you think?
I don't know if you hear me. I think you've asked me that on the last podcast show, or the very first one, actually, that I was introduced to. You're like, oh, what do you think about the show floor? I'm like, drones, sure, I love them. Mm-hmm. And there should definitely be a drone that delivers tacos.
Well, if Johnny Motor was here, he would be giving you a hallelujah for that. but, you know, there is the cool factor, and you can't necessarily leave that behind, Jason. But like I said, you kind of have to put that aside a bit and say, okay, and you're right, communicating with the customers, hey, we have a business case here. It's something, you know, we can give to you. And but from the integrator side and the reseller side as well, it's like, hey, these are opportunities for you to get past what you're currently doing, right, and leveraging technologies that can, you know, can bring more income in-house and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big part of what we try to showcase at the show, not just with drones, but with other opportunities and other, you know, pavilions as we add new segments to the show is, you know, the show's kind of a reflection of the technologies today that can provide solutions in a variety of different applications. So, you know, we're always on the lookout, and we have so many new companies every year because there's so many new offerings and different types of technologies coming online. You know, Internet of Things has a huge opportunity or potential to impact our industry. And you know, that's another segment. We had a big thought leadership keynote last year on it. This year, we've got a Super Tuesday program, IoT Insights, that we're doing. We've got the show floor stage to talk about it. Many of the major manufacturers at the show, Cisco, Samsung, Crestron, are all talking about Internet of Things. And so I think there's another huge opportunity for our industry to capitalize on and get involved with. And, you know, so we're talking about that. I think that's our job or mission as a trade association serving the industry, is to bring these different ideas forward and talk about them and present them to our members in the industry and say, hey, these are some things that you need to be thinking about. Mm-hmm. They're going to impact your business, maybe not today, but in the near term, and you should be really seriously thinking about it. So we right. try to put some context around it and make the connections. How does this relate to the person in the AV industry? You know, because we know there's tons of information out there, but our job is really to try and, you know, funnel and filter that to give it some focus around AV.
Sure. And you know what? I did want to build out a little more IoT discussion. There's another pavilion that I wanted to go into quickly, content creation. Okay. Yeah. And just a little bit of something about that, Jason.
That's brand new. It's something we've just decided to launch in the last couple of months. We've got a number of companies stepped up to sponsor it. We're working with Be Terrific, Michael Artsis, who's an Emmy Award-winning producer. He's worked with us the last couple of years of the show, last year specifically with our digital signage presentation stage. This year, the focus is really a hands-on area to control cameras, lighting. We have two different stages in there, so we're going to be doing live streaming supported by data video and live view from the show floor. We also have a presentation stage with a large video wall from D3 Displays, and we're going to do a lot of subject matter experts in there, different manufacturers talking about various aspects of content creation for our space. So we're not talking about for broadcast, we're really talking about for pro AV applications. So, right. You know, if you're higher ed and you want to talk about, hey, we're trying to get, you know, new content together for our classes or, you know, corporate video or training, that type of thing. We're also touching on some new technology areas like 360 video. We've got the Nokia Ozo is going to be on display there. That's a really phenomenal new kind of cool professional 360 video camera solution. We have other companies like Switchboard in there is also sponsoring. So we're going to talk about 360 video, VR, streaming. So it's a new area for us, a focal point at the show to you know, grow onto. I mean, Infocom is so much a hardware show, has been. We're really trying to focus on, you know, the applications, the solutions, and the software side of it. You know, and back to Justin's point again, it's about people. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's not, you can learn a lot on the show floor. I guess one of the things about these pavilions is each one of them has a presentation stage element to it. So there's free sessions. They're like 20 minutes long. They run throughout the 3 days of the show. You go around and visit them. So even if you're not going off the show floor to, you know, one of the university sessions or manufacturer training session, you can basically swing by some of these pavilions, check it out, learn something, and then discover some new exhibitors and how-tos. And that's, you know, what we've put in the mix that we think's, you know, also kind of unique about Infocom. It's not just seeing the exhibits, it's seeing things in action and practice and learning from it.
And you know, you talk about the hardware, Jason, and you're right. I mean, I think everybody has to do whatever they can to see what's out there beyond the hardware. And all the pavilions, not just one, not just two, but in all of them. And we're going to get to that last pavilion that you're looking way beyond as far as I can see, although maybe not so much. You know, I started talking to Brad a little bit, a couple of weeks ago, I guess, about the IoT conference that happened recently in California. And I assume that went pretty well from what I heard. And now, of course, it's okay. Here comes the Infocom. You know, we have everything going on Super Tuesday. It's very big. And now there's a whole pavilion dedicated to that three-letter word that we all spell out in, you know, the IoT. But at this point, it sounds like the industry is very serious. It started as a keynote last year. Okay. It went to the next step, and now it's at Infocom, and it's building big. So, you know, why don't I don't know if you have anything to say about the IoT, do you, Penny? Penny's speechless.
Not really.
Nothing to do with screens. IoT screens, we have to work
I'll
on.
I'll leave
that
it to the rest of you.
Okay, thank you. All right, but there's the IoT, and there's a pavilion for it now. And let's really focus, you know, at the end here on IoT. What are we talking about here, Jason? Or Brad?
Well, I think for us, it's still a continuum. It's definitely more in the conversation stage at Infocom this year. Like I said, we'll have some key manufacturers talking about it in a big way in their booths. We still need to, you know, take the next step and get some more of the sensor manufacturers and some of the software companies in that space in the show. Hopefully we'll see more of that coming in 17. But, you know, it's definitely like we were talking with drones just now that, you know, it's exploring the IoT. We just did an IoT Insights program in Santa Clara this month. Great thought leadership there, and we're bringing that on the Tuesday program at the show. But the show floor stage that we have basically is really talking about all the different aspects of it and the opportunity and the security side of it. And you know, I think for what you were saying, Corey, about the AV integrator looking for what's next and how do I extend my business opportunity with my customer, I think it's going to come from both directions. It's got to be our industry channel, understanding it and being able to sell the solutions to the customer. I also think the customer is going to be demanding it on the other side. I mean, right now you can see a lot of applications in IoT related to, you know, building systems and energy savings. You know, you have a sensor, you walk into a room, it turns the lights off and on. It tells you, hey, Jason, welcome back, and knows things about you, and it improves the communication experience, but you have all that big data then that you can mine and analyze and improve. your systems on. So there's a lot of aspects that are very relative today to what people are trying to do. On the other hand, there's huge opportunities that probably none of us even thought of yet, that we could use that data and information in improving the ways that we communicate, share information, control systems. So I think it's still in the thought leadership stage for us here at Infocom, but we feel so important about it. You know, we're making a big investment in and adding it to the show this year as a highlight. So, you know, it's the, even if we didn't do that, there's a ton of new stuff at the show, but you know, we're still going to try. I mean, every year we try to roll out one or two new things that like, hey, here's stuff that you need to be thinking about. You know, I don't want to oversell that, you know, because on the other hand, I mean, we've got, you know, a bonanza of LED display in our show, you know, 8K LED sub 1 millimeter displays that are unbelievable, you know, when you see, you know, on the show floor. And we often just kind of don't talk about that, but that's the eye candy, you know, when you come to the show. But you're like, boy, if I could do data visualization on a huge LED screen with that data that came from, you know, the IoT, and, you know, I mean, there's so many different, you know, inroads and connections that you can make there. And so that's a big part of it. One last plug, Corey, not just before we forget about it. Infocom is the largest pro audio show in the Western Hemisphere. I just want to make that statement. We have over 250 audio manufacturers at the show. We have 20 audio demo rooms on the show floor where you can listen to sound systems at full volume. We have all the top brands. We have tons of audio courses in our Infocom University program at the show. It is the audio event of the year for the industry. You know, we talk about, you know, sexy stuff like drones and IoT, but you know what? If you can't hear anything, it's not good, right? It's the video.
I would say so.
Audio is probably even more important than the video, in many respects. So I just want to make a big plug for that. You know, 1997, we added our audio pavilion at the show. It's been growing ever since. And it's a huge part of our show floor. And in our attendee surveys after the show, hey, what products are you buying? The number one is audio, you know? So it's right up there with video and control systems and all these different products we're talking about. So, you know, please, please, please make sure you visit the audio demo rooms at the show. Check out the audio solutions, and you really enjoy that as well. So like Brad was saying, there's just so much to see and do. Make sure that's on your checklist.
You know, you know, Jason, if we had no audio, we'd have silent podcasts. So, you know, I mean, it would be an interesting thing, I guess, you know, for people to try and imagine what we're saying. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the whole audio side, it's huge. It's gigantic. And Brad, go ahead. I know you have add-ons to that.
Well, I mean, obviously, the audio stuff is, I was not an audiophile until I came into this industry. And I'm not really an audiophile. I can't say that I'm an expert in that field, but it's what was the first thing that attracted me to the Infocom show, because it is this enormous part of the show that that I don't get to experience every day. So that's a big thing. On the IoT thing, you know, what I would challenge folks in this industry to do is to figure out how to talk to their customers about IoT solutions without ever saying IoT. IoT is a nice catchphrase. It's an umbrella term for a lot of things that this industry's been doing for a long time anyway. I've joked in various venues that the commercial AV industry invented the Internet of Things by putting control systems on networks and by figuring out how to, you know, to monitor the lights in a room and the temperature in a room, and so that they can, you know, do all this thing centrally. And it's important to be able to get a grip on all the things that we're talking about, all the technologies that go into it, all the data that it creates, all the opportunities that it creates. But at the end of the day, IoT is, you know, sometimes we fall in love with technology and we fall in love with things, and we lose sight of the fact that what this industry is very good at is taking building blocks of technology and turning them into creative applications. And as much as it's important to be able to say, okay, this is where we're going to talk about a lot of IoT things under one umbrella, the challenge is to go to a customer and say, this is what I can do for you without saying IoT, without working Internet of Things, without implying that there's all these things talking on a network that that are not human. But at the end of the day, telling them, okay, I can make your conference room smarter. I can make your conference room realize that you've entered it, adjust the temperature and the lighting, start the conference that it knows you scheduled at that time of day. And if you can describe those solutions without getting too much into the weeds on this thing called the IoT, then that's how we're going to be successful. And that's the biggest challenge that this industry faces.
You know, I'm glad you said that here, and I'm not sure if you've said it here first, but I'm going to say I'm very glad you said it here, Brad, because anybody who goes to an end user customer, a CIO, what have you, and says, I've got a great IoT solution for you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
blank stares.
You're right. It's going to kind of get a blank stare and say, well, we've heard of the IoT. What are you talking about? Or actually, I might say, we've never heard of it. And then you're really in trouble, I guess, because you got to go back in history of IoT and how it happened. Oh, by the way, the AV industry created it. We win. As you so, but you're right. I mean, you know, the IoT, the Internet of Things, it is something to see. And as you say, Jason, it expands the industry thought process, more to see. And again, you got a game play when you come before you come to Infocom at this point to figure out all you're going to see. And Chris is going to tell a little about the game play right now before we get out of here. But before she does, Justin, you've been shaking your head a lot. I mean, you're burning there. You got something to say.
I mean, so when we look at this end to end, right, Infocom allows all of us the opportunity, the ability to really almost control the factors of our production, right? Look at what they're doing. They're establishing a gathering, a marketplace, if you will, for content creation. Why would they do something like that? I mean, Henry Ford saw the value in it in 1903 when he started actually buying the factors of production for his Model A and Model T vehicles. The concept is you get in what you get out. And Infocom is laying this out on a silver platter, if you will, with all these pavilions. IoT, content creation, audio, so we can gather as professionals to really build the ideal, if you will, factor of our production to really take those building blocks and build those creative applications. But I would take it one step further. I wouldn't actually limit us to conference rooms. When you go to your customers and ask those questions, you know, outside of the IoT marketing buzzword, if you do those questions right, it's not about conference rooms. It's about collaborative spaces. It's about expanding that reach outside of the four walls we call a conference room and reaching out beyond what they may consider the AV industry for. That's where we start seeing that uptick in value. And that was AV.
Amen. That's the second power up tonight. Wow, we get two in one show. You make Chuck proud. Chuck Espinoza used to do the power up, Jason. And this guy, he's passed the torch on very well. So here we go. All right. So, Krista, tell you what, every single attendee has just called you, okay, at one time. And they said, Krista, what do? We're going to Infocom. Tell us how to do it. Go.
Oh, the first thing you have to do is wear comfortable shoes. Trust me.
Oh, really? Is that the first thing and not bring the water bottle? And
no, it's got to be the shoes.
Okay.
And you got to break them in. You can't just buy a pair in the airport on the way because you forgot to pack them. Brad agrees with me on this one. Yes, he does. You have to wear comfortable shoes, which, you know, because you have to figure you're on concrete with slight padding for at least 8 or 9 hours of the day. And then you go back and you get changed, shower, do whatever you need to do, or you just belly up to the taco bar and then you spend your evening, you know, talking to other people in the industry.
With Johnny Mota, right?
With Johnny Mota, yes.
Of course, there you go.
And then you go to the tequila bar with Justin.
Wonderful.
So comfortable shoes, but this will be my fifth Infocom that I'm attending, and I still make myself a list every year. And that list includes of who I really want to see or what technology I really want to see. You know, like for instance, drones, done. You know, IoT Pavilion, done. You know, I put these things on a list, and sometimes I set aside a time or a day to actually go do it. I make an appointment with somebody, or it's just on the list to do at some point throughout the 3 days that the show is going on. And I think that's really important, because then once you can check off your list, if you check off your list by 2 p.m. on Thursday afternoon, hot diggity dog, you can go roam around and see everything. And the Vegas show is ginormous, that you're going to need every bit of the 3 days just to walk the show. And that's like maybe saying hi to each booth. Like, it's, there's so much to do. So shoes, list, you know, have fun, hydrate, but you know, I wouldn't get too crazy Tuesday night or Wednesday night, whatever your first night's there. I would pace yourself. That's, you know, experience talking there, let me tell you. Because walking that show floor with bad shoes and hungover, not a way to do it.
Not a way to do it.
No.
No.
And if you have the chance, you know, if you've signed up for seminars or workshops, awesome. If you haven't, but you want to take advantage of that, like Jason and Brad were talking about earlier, do it. You know, if there's something that you were deciding that maybe I do want to sit in on it, take advantage of that. Go learn. A lot of sessions there are really fantastic. I've sat in many different types of sessions offered at Infocom. And, you know, and if you time it right too, don't take the 8 a.m. one unless you really want to learn about it. You know, honestly, break up your day. Like, if you're just looking at it from that standpoint, you know, take a 10 or 11 or 1 or 2 o'clock, you know, that hour or 2 hours spent learning gives your feet some break too if you pack the wrong shoes. But it's a good way to balance the day out too, instead of just walking around, because it can become overwhelming when you walk. My first Infocom in Las Vegas, I walked into the one hall, spent all day walking around, was like, oh, I didn't see Crestron. I know I must have walked past them. Somebody said, no, they're in the other hall. And I'm like, what? There's another hall? So, yeah, know that there's many halls and now an outside area.
Know that if you just went through one hall and said, I didn't see this, this, and this. Yeah, there was another hall.
That's right.
Sorry.
Yes, there's another hall.
Get with the program is basically what we're saying. So, Krista's program.
Yeah, you know, just do a little preemptive homework. I'm not saying you have to nerd it up with your pocket protector and have a big long list or anything. But, you know, if you're flying there, which a lot of people are, use that time on the airplane maybe to do some investigating, figure out your game plan of what you want to do. Because I have found personally when I have a little bit of a game plan, it makes the experience a lot easier.
You know, Chris, Justin broke it down very nicely into shoes, list, and tacos. So that's it, everybody. It's about shoes, list, and tacos. Bring water, too. I hear it's all the rage. Okay. So, or beer. There's a beer garden. I swear there's a beer garden. This is it's not free. Pretty money. Okay. But there's a beer garden. Yeah, we get excited about that stuff. But anyway. And by the way, Jason had an ad, triple padding. Okay, so don't worry. Okay, the floors are very well padded, but do bring those comfortable shoes. Victoria Barella, close this thing out. Your first official info. You were there last year. All right. You were brought from Columbia College, but you are official now. What's the official perspective now? First time.
Well, it'll be great. It's very overwhelming if it's your first time at Infocom. But there are many great things to check out, and I do agree with everything that Krista said, all the great things on your list, shoes, prep up if you're traveling right beforehand. Like she said, you don't have to nerd it out, but it's a good way to just, like, look and see what's there. So, yeah, I mean.
All right. Jason, Brad, anything to add for first-timers, you know, really what they should do, anything different or, you know, same program.
Wow. Don't stress out.
Right.
You know, if you do a little prep and then at some point or another, just give yourself a break and just wander, just wander around, see everything. You are not going to do every single thing that you want to do the first time you go to Infocom, which is why you come in the next 10 years after that. So give yourself a break. Don't get down on yourself if you think you missed something. Do take a little time to just wander and look at things and get into the outer booths. You know, the big booths are great, and those folks have some excellent solutions. Get to the outer booths too, and you know, find something that you didn't expect to see.
You know, Corey, we have a thing called the Tech Trek. So if you're a we've been doing this for a few years, but if you're a first timer, you pick up a card in the registration area. It's like a little bingo card. And you go around and visit some of the special event areas on the show floor. You visit four of them, and I think there's eight stops on the Tech Trek, and you drop it off at the Infocom booth. We have daily prizes. And then on Friday at 3 p.m., we have a grand prize. So we have this cash box where you could win up to $4,000 if you're the lucky winner and you get selected after, you know, doing your Tech Trek. Last year, we had a gentleman win $3,800 in the cash box at the end of the show because he went around to visit some of the Tech Trek stops. So that's another
reason. And that wasn't even in Vegas. I mean, you got home from Vegas with some money, huh?
So, you know, fabulous Vegas, fabulous prizes at Infocom. But, hey, there's so much to see and do there. Everybody's a winner at Infocom. So I'll leave you with that.
But, I tell you what, that's it. Test. Show's over. Thank you very much for listening. Everybody's a winner coming to Vegas. So that here you go. Mic drop, Justin Watts. Thank you very much. Again, so I think we're doing it, Brad. We're giving first-timers a pass. You know, go around, do your thing, and then you do it the Krista Bender way the second you're on there from there. Right, Krista, you think?
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. I mean, granted, like, my first year was Orlando, so that's why I didn't expect a second haul when I went to Vegas. So that's why I say do a little bit of investigating.
You say, oh, that's there. Oh, okay. Or Justin Watts's way as well. Yeah, go see Justin Watts at the show. He'll tell you.
There's a third way. There is a third way. It involves spreadsheets and stuff on my phone and servers, and I have it all mapped out. I have it all mapped out.
Do you bring a crew, like an IT crew, with you, Justin? I mean, sure,
this is Google. My unicorns take care of everything for me.
He takes Google on the road with him. There you go. Anyway, terrific show, I must say. Great guest today. We talked all about Infocom 2016, everything from, well, soup to nuts. I mean, A to Z, I don't know, whatever you call it, we talked about it. So our guest today on the show, Jason McGraw, Brad Grimes, Penny Sittler, I would like to thank the three of you so much for being with us, taking your time this wonderful afternoon for the first actual afternoon AV Power Up podcast recording. Jason, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right. Brad, thank you very much for joining us.
It's great to be on, Corey. Thanks for having me.
All right. And Penny, thank you so much for being here. And we know how much you enjoyed being here on an afternoon. Uh-huh.
Many thanks. It's always a pleasure.
All right. We will see all of you at the show. For my crew, Victoria Barella. Thank you, Victoria.
Oh, thank you. Everyone should find Rave Radio all throughout the week and try paying close attention to Wednesday and Thursday for AV Power Up.
Do you think they're going to have to look far for AV Power Up on those days, huh, Victoria?
Oh, no. You'll find us right away.
You'll hear it from clear across the convention hall, so don't worry about it. Yeah, Victoria's running things, so you report to her, okay? Krista Bender, wow.
That's me.
Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, no problem. I needed a break from studying for my CTSD. That math hurts my head.
Well, glad you could take the break with us. Now go back to studying. Justin Watts, thank you, man.
You're very welcome, sir.
Okay. Anything else to say before we go?
I will say that if you cannot find the AV Power Up booth, follow our throngs of fans who will undoubtedly be lining up across the show floor to be on AV Power Up.
Are those your tens of followers, by the way, on Twitter?
Probably. Well, maybe two of them there, possibly.
We think we'll trip over two of your followers.
At least two.
There you go. So anyway, thank you all. For my guests, for my crew, for myself, thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.